time again for Moments of Melody. These days we've been reading about the birth of the Lord Jesus. We continue reading from the account of the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. When 8 days had passed, and the boy must be circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name which the angel had given him before ever he was conceived in the womb. When the time had come for purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him before the Lord there. It is written in God's law that whatever male offspring opens the womb is to be reckoned sacred to the Lord. So they must offer in sacrifice for him, as God's law commanded, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. At this time there was a man named Simeon living in Jerusalem, an upright man of careful observance, who waited patiently for comfort to be brought to Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and by the Holy Spirit it had been revealed to him that he was not to see death until he had seen that Christ whom the Lord had anointed. He now came, led by the Spirit, into the temple. When the child Jesus was brought in by his parents to perform the custom which the law enjoined concerning him, Simeon too was able to take him in his arms, and he said, blessing God, "Ruler of all, now dost thou let thy servant go in peace, according to thy word. For mine own eyes have seen that saving power of thine, which thou hast prepared in the sight of all nations. This is the light which shall give revelation to the Gentiles. This is the glory of thy people Israel." The father and mother of the child were still wondering over all that was said of him when Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "Behold, this child is destined to bring about the fall of many and the rise of many in Israel, to be a sign which men will refuse to recognize, so the thoughts of many hearts shall be made manifest. And as for thy own soul, it shall have a sword to pierce it." And there was besides a prophetess named Anna, daughter of one Samuel, the tribe of Asher, a woman greatly advanced in age, and she had lived with a husband for 7 years after maidenhood, and had now been 84 years a widow, who abode continually in the temple, night and day, serving God with fasting and prayer. She too at that very hour came near to give God thanks, and spoke of the child to all that patiently waited for the deliverance of Jerusalem. And now, when all had been done that the law of the Lord required, they returned to Galilee and to their own town of Nazareth. Receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. Let every heart prepare him room. Have you prepared room for him in your heart? He wants to dwell in your heart. Let every heart prepare him room. Notice those words. "Behold, this child is destined to bring about the fall of many and the rise of many." The fall of those who reject him. And many will be raised up, those that trust him as Savior. He'll take your hand if you trust in him. He'll lift you out of sin and give you everlasting life. The choice is yours. Let every heart prepare him room.